Hey, Michael Sparks here, and we talk about AMSOIL on this call because we love AMSOIL, and we try to help our team members who are also involved with AMSOIL become more successful. And guess what? Today's Monday, September 14th. If you're in the, if you get the AMSOIL where you get paid directly in your bank account, you got paid already today because it's pretty wonderful. I got paid already, and as we say in the business, the eagle has landed, and it's a pretty big eagle. So thanks for calling in tonight. Hey, who wants to be a millionaire? What does it take to be a millionaire? I just did a simple compound interest calculator, and if you had $1 million in the bank at 2% interest, which is the current CD rate in America is less than 2%, and that's being generous. You can go to bankrate.com if you want to learn more about that. If you had $1 million in the bank, you'd earn $20,150.50 for the year. That's compounded quarterly, FYI. Works out to be about $1,679 per month. So what would it take to earn a residual income from your AMSOIL business of $1,679? Well, I don't think, not really that much. Let's look at it. 25 commercial retail accounts. You signed up for your $15, you go out there and you focus on commercial retail for the first year or two, you get 25 of them. That makes you an account direct. That's why I call the site, our dealer training site, account direct, because I think that's the most important part of being an AMSOIL dealer is a commercial retail account. And so you get 25 of those, and they're doing $250 a month in orders from you. That's on the low side, I believe. I think a lot of them are doing more than that. But $250, 25. And let's just say you have five dealers on your team that are doing about 500 commission credits a month. So let's figure this thing out. Off the top of my head, I just did this before we got on the call tonight. I did 25 times 250 times 0.20. That equals $1,250 a month. So if you had 25 commercial retail accounts that do $250 a month in AMSOIL, you made 20% on that at the direct jobber level. If you want to get into the details, you can look at the commission plan. It's about 20% at the DJ level. Just take my word on it. If you're not a DJ, it's like 17%, between 17 and 20, somewhere in there. But anyhow, so I just like 20% because it's easy numbers to figure out. So. And you had five dealers that are doing 500 commission credits. That's 2,500 plus your own commission credits you got for that month. We'll just take those 2,500, and you'd be a DJ at that point, and you'd be earning $375 a month from the activities of your downline dealers that are doing the 500 commission credits. If you want to figure that out, you take 23%, which is your payout. Subtract out the 8% at the 500 commission credit level, that will give you 8, 12, however many percent that is, I don't know. Then you would earn a commission on that. So I added those two numbers up, and it equals $1,625 a month. I say that's pretty darn close to being a millionaire status because that's residual income. And guess what? You didn't have to start out with $1 million. You could do this with a $15 investment and some time and sweat. And really, that's just something to think about. But anyhow, tonight, I want to have some of you guys that are in on the call tonight talk about what you've been up to, what your feelings are about AMSOIL, the business opportunity. But first up, don't forget, Carol Bell's having a teleconference this Thursday, the 17th of September. It's at the same bat channel, same bat time. So if you called into this one, you know the number, the same time, but it's this Thursday. And she only does it once a month, so it's extra special. That's why she only does it once a month, because it's so special. If you did it every week, it wouldn't be that special. So listen in once a month. It's on the 17th of September. Carol Bell's having a teleconference. She's going to have some great interviews and some great information. You talk about somebody that's earning some good income in AMSOIL. Carol Bell is one of them. Just go look in the AMSOIL magazine, and you'll know. That's all you got to do. Look in the magazine, say, I want to be like that. Speaking of that, I had a talk with Alicia today. We were talking about people used to make fun of me and says, oh, you're just like David Bell. You're David Bell Jr. or whatever. I said, well, what's wrong with being like that? You know, what's wrong with aspiring to be something better? You know, you just go out there and do it. I took that as a compliment, I tell you. Anyhow, so who's first tonight? Who's on? Who wants to speak up? Talk about some AMS oil. I see some folks on tonight. We got a good amount of callers. We're going to just open the call up. You want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We don't want to get negative or anything like that. If you got negative problems, we can cover that offline. But, yeah. Hey, what's going on in your business? I know Dave's doing some stuff, Dave Noss.
Well, you know what? I'd like to just briefly talk about it, and you probably have discussed this in the past, but what ended up being a negative really turned out to be a positive. And as you guys know, if you've been in this business long enough, sooner or later somebody's going to maybe come back at you and say they had a blown engine because of AMS oil. Well, I can't talk about how great of a job our lab did. I recently had this happen with one of my clients in his own personal vehicle. He runs a golf course as well. He uses AMS oil products over there. He's been happy with them. And got AMS oil for his personal car, and about 200 miles later, his engine went. Well, who did he blame? Of course. He blames the last man standing. So, you know, I got him all set up with the lab to do what they do over there with these situations. Turns out he took his vehicle over to his mechanic and discovered that it was an actual piston rod that blew, a mechanical failure. We still followed through on our end with the oil analysis and did everything professionally. And when it came back, showed exactly that. It was not AMS oil, and obviously was another problem. And then when I asked him what he thought of all that, he just kind of, at that point, already kind of gave up and wanting to even look at the oil analysis because he already knew that it was because of his piston rod. But the bottom line is, you know, I was really impressed with the job that the company did with that situation.
So you're saying AMSOIL's there to take care of not only the customer, but help a dealer take care of their own customers. They're not going to let you hang out to dry because
exactly.
You know, an engine blows 2 weeks after or whatever. You know, our products are proven time again. We don't need to test or we don't need to do any of that stuff. We're proven that it does. But sometimes customers have that feeling, and I think you're having the same problem in your own personal vehicle, Dave. Why don't you go over that real quick and maybe some of the difficulties you're getting with your family?
Well, I've got engine problems myself right now. I got a 2006 Sienna. Six-cylinder. I had, in my situation, about 2 months ago, I had a full timing belt service done, you know, the whole, the right way, the timing belt, the water pump. Of course, you got to flush it, fill it, and the whole nine yards, a tensioner, that kind of thing. And then had my oil changed. I figured I was already close to 15,000 out on my 25, and I figured, you know, I was going to take that oil and do an oil analysis, and just since I had everything apart, just go ahead and, you know, throw some more AMS oil in there. So we did. And then I got up the other day, went in, started it, running real rough and chattering, knocking against, almost seemingly against the valve cover. Couldn't put your finger on it, but it was there. And long story short, I got to have it towed 150 miles to get it back to the guy who did the timing belt. They're being real nice about it. They got a year warranty on their work, and they agreed that they're going to go ahead and I did send them a video, by the way, of what it was doing. They're going to go ahead and pull the valve cover and take a closer look, see if they can determine what it is. I expect that if it's because of an error that was made or the tensioner didn't do its job and that belt moved and that, you know, and it's out of time. And it's incredible what an engine will do when it's out of time, but right up to blowing, then hopefully they'll honor their warranty. Call our lab and talk to Aaron over there. Already got, you know, things in the system over there, and he's, you know, he's ready on standby. And then first process is, again, to see what those guys say over there that are going to take it apart, and then go from there, see if it's even going to be required to do an oil analysis at this juncture. So,
yeah.
You know, so everybody's there. They're ready to help me out and do what they got to do from the oil standpoint. And the families, well, what can I say? You know, the family has the mentality of most other people. They're out here blaming it on AMS oil. Hey, did you put AMS oil in that thing? I said, well, yeah. So, you know, so if anything, you know, I just almost want to do the oil analysis just to prove to the family how wrong they are, you know, so I can get them off my back.
Well, we've got hundreds or thousands of oil analysis of people going 15, 25,000 or even longer on their vehicles. And as long as you got a mechanically sound engine, it's not the oil that caused the problem. We don't claim to prevent any problems as far as, you know, mechanical failure. We do help out with making a superior product that will protect, last longer, provide better fuel economy, but we don't correct errors. If somebody screwed up that was working on your vehicle, we can't help that. You know, it's crazy that people would think that way, but they just do. We appreciate
it,
Dave.
It's expensive. It's expensive, and they're under a lot of pressure. You know, and I was like, I wasn't blaming Amazon, but I mean, I feel the pressure from not having a vehicle, and not knowing. You know.
Exactly. You feel the pressure because everybody thinks it's AMSOIL's fault, but in reality, it's workmanship and mechanical issues as opposed to lubrication issues. And people just want to blame it on lubrication because it's the easiest thing to do. But anyhow, appreciate your input. Just beware of that. I actually just wrote an article on my blog about sludge. If you had read the AMSOIL magazine for last month, and Dan Peterson wrote a wonderful article, just a wonderful article about sludge in your engine, and Dave elaborated on that. And so what I did is I wrote another article that included Dan Peterson's article. It says, "Protect Your Engine from Sludge with AMSOIL." And Dan Peterson, Vice President of Technical Development, he's also a certified lubrication specialist. He wrote a great article. It's in the Action News or the Dealer Magazine, whatever you want to call it. It just talked about sludge and how it happens, whatever. I posted a wonderful picture, how to take care of an engine. If you buy a used vehicle, you don't know what's happened to it, how to remove the sludge buildup, and this is not an official AMSOIL. This is what I came up with. If I were going to buy a vehicle, this is what I would do. But it talks about using an AMSOIL engine flush and then using a high-quality synthetic lubricant like AMSOIL Signature Series will help prevent sludge formation in your engine. Go ahead and read that article. It's on the AMSOIL.lube-direct.com website, or my AMSOIL dealer website anyhow. And so anybody else have any stuff they want to talk about tonight? I've got a couple dealers that are on tap, but anybody got anything here coming up that they're wanting to talk about? Chuck, I see you're on.
No, everything's been quiet with me. Just the same
What's
old,
that?
You know. Everything's been quiet with me. Nothing new and exciting. Anyway, it's just, you know, business as usual.
Well, you took a recent motorcycle trip. Do you have AMSOIL on your motorcycle?
I definitely have AMSOIL on my motorcycle. And Andre's
special saddlebags on your motorcycle that say AMSOIL on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have custom AMSOIL saddlebag lid covers. I have a lot of stuff. So everywhere I go, I got AMSOIL. Somebody's asking about AMSOIL. If Andre's on, he actually worked the rally for the weekend. I don't know if Andre's on. I've seen him, you know, a lot of people at the tent when I drove by. Is Andre on?
I don't. I don't see him on. I don't think Andre's on. I hadn't talked to him yet today. I need to call him, but I didn't get that far. So
he must be tired. He had a long, busy weekend.
I bet. Well, appreciate you being on tonight, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Who else is up? Who wants to talk about some AMSOIL?
Michael, got a little news for you there, Michael.
Oh, who's this?
This is Jonathan.
Jonathan Henley.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
what's going on, buddy?
Well, you probably saw the Facebook post. Not everybody's friends, but they can. But we're up at the LS Fest in Bowling Green, Kentucky this weekend. And, you know, my son builds race engines for a living. And he finished second in horsepower to one of the top three engine builders in America, and made more horsepower than one of the Hendrix, the NASCAR team Hendrix relatives made. So we were pretty proud of him. And, of course,
excellent.
He had AMSOIL in his engine. But here's something that came out of that. I wear my AMSOIL gear everywhere. I was wearing the nice white and black racing shirt, you know, the nice kind of pricey, but it looks sharp. And we were there at the dyno booth while, you know, monitoring all that was going on. And a guy comes up in a golf cart, and he's doing radio interviews. And he wants to interview the AMSOIL guy. And so I got a free audience in front of 250,000 people. He said AMSOIL advertisement for, you know, Wholesale Synthetics USA, our .com, and put out our phone number. And then as we were done with the conversation, he interviewed me, talked about synthetic oils for a bit, and then before done it, had two leads on two trucking companies, two good friends of his, on they own their own trucks. One's a 100 truck fleet, one's a 70 truck fleet. So
wow,
there's a couple of things here. I'm segueing into the information you wanted me to put out about trucking, but on the other hand, wearing your AMSOIL gear pays, and being ready and knowing your stuff about synthetic oil pays. And, you know, opportunity came knocking, and I was ready, you know, and there's something in there for somebody. You want to talk about trucks?
Yeah, let's talk about some semi-trucks.
Yes, sir. Well, one of the things that we all have, guys, is that the study that AMSOIL has done, it shows that over-the-road trucks can get 6.54% better fuel mileage using AMSOIL throughout. Well, I have a customer that that I can use as a reference, Tennessee Auto Carriers in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that actually did a test themselves. Two brand-new 2015 Peterbilt Model 338 Auto Carrier trucks, exactly the same engines, transmissions, exact same setups, same type routes, everything very similar. One, he had the conventional oil, Rotella. The other one, he put AMSOIL in the engine, transmission, rear end, and wheel bearings. His AMSOIL equipped truck got 6.12% better fuel mileage than the other one over nearly a year test. It was about 10.5 months when I saw the results. He was very happy. He ordered another 55-gallon barrel drum to start putting in his other 10 trucks. It comes down to he alone, Marty Watts, saved over $4,700 in fuel between his AMSOIL truck and his Rotella truck. Never mind the fact that he's able to go up. He was able to do, with oil analysis, 60,000 miles between oil changes.
You were breaking up. That was 60,000, 6-0?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay? If I was breaking up too much, I'll take it off speaker.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it was 6-0 instead of 16 or 6,000 or, you know, 60,000.
Yeah. His standard interval on those trucks are 20,000. So he was able to go three times longer with AMSOIL.
So his AMSOIL products are free then, right?
Well, basically, I mean, his barrel, his time he bought three barrels of Rotella, it actually costs more than his one barrel of AMSOIL. And the fuel mileage is a give me. He saved $4,700 in fuel over the one truck to the other. Okay.
Well, a barrel of AMS oil 5W40 synthetic diesel oil doesn't cost $4,700.
No. That's what I'm saying is barrel to barrel, you know, it's just about, you know, it's about 2.5 times more than a barrel of Rotella.
Yeah, so they look at the price up front, but they don't realize that their cost and fuel economy is going to save them more than what the cost of the barrel of oil is.
So it actually costs him money to run Rotella with cheaper oil. That's the whole deal.
Exactly.
It costs him money. Cost him money. Plus, he not only saved money, he saved money on the oil. Even if the fuel mileage was a wash, he'd have saved about $120 on oil. Okay, per barrel. Okay, that's not a lot, but it's still a savings. But then you start throwing in average of 6% per truck, and 10 trucks. I just did the gas did a recalculation at $2.40 a gallon. That's $38,710 a year.
Wow.
Yes.
I think there's some trucking companies out there that'd like to save $38,000 a year, don't you think?
Absolutely.
That's enough to buy a brand new car just for themselves. They don't have to buy anything else. Just get a free car. Hey,
well,
buy some AMS oil, you get a free car.
That's great.
Bonus. That I learned in doing this oil analysis for them is that AMS oil has a co-op program for every you can get 5 greatly discounted oil analysis when every time somebody buys a barrel of oil. If you buy a 55-gallon barrel of oil, that's basically you'll save $10 for a full analysis. So instead of paying $28 for a UPS direct ship kit, you'll get it for 18 or 19. Okay?
$10 for oil analysis. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So just look it up on the Dealer's Own Co-op Oil Analysis Program. I can give out the number to the co-op. It's, you can call them at AMS Oil at area code 715-395-0222 and ask them about it, and they can hook you up with the forms to qualify your account. And every time they buy a barrel, they're qualified for basically 5 greatly discounted oil analysis. And that's a fantastic deal. And it also will help you sell more oil because now you got ammunition to take to the next account.
Gotcha. Okay. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for that update. And one last thing here. We don't have a lot of time, but we might go over tonight. That's okay. How are you using that information to get new customers? I saw something the other day you posted on the internet, and just talk about that real quick.
Well, I mean, we made a quick little testimonial. Here it is. I made it up. My wife downloaded a pretty picture of a car carrier truck and made a little, basically a 3x5 card to hand out, and I'd say, do you want to save 6% on fuel? And then I have a little blurb that says, Marty Watts, a Tennessee auto carrier in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, is saving 6.12% based on actual performance, not estimates. That's over $90 per week in fuel savings per truck at $2.60 a gallon, or a realistic $4,500 a year or more per truck. Not only do you save money on fuel, you will be able to extend your drain intervals safely, all while documenting with oil analysis less wear and tear. AMS Oil is first in synthetic. Let me help you start saving today. My name and my website and my phone number. Just a simple little card now I've got with the hard facts, and Marty Watts is willing to, he's a happy customer. I can give out his number to my prospective customer and call him up and say, hey, Marty, you really doing it? He says, this is my numbers.
Excellent. So building that relationship, number one thing it took about a year or so to get this going.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. A little over a year.
And then you have a relationship with this guy, and he's giving you real world scenarios that you can use yourself. You don't have to use the AMSL literature. Now you have something yourself, which is even more believable because you have a third-party tool that you can use to go and target other like type of people, right?
Absolutely. And not only this, Michael, he's got it in his two hot rods, his boat, his Harley, and his son and wife's vehicle, too. So he's so happy he's bought into the whole, he's got AMSL and everything he owns now.
We need to get him on the call one night.
Well, I'll have to see if he's willing to. He's a pretty busy guy.
Definitely.
Well, we'll work on that. And you got him from Hendersonville Car Show?
Actually, no. Kathy got him while I was over in Afghanistan when you guys were at the Duck Call Show in 2014.
2014 at the Wild Turkey Expo. So
yep,
it's taken basically two plus years or a year and a half to get this guy where he's really a believer in the products.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Don't give up, folks. Don't give up. There's customers out there. They just don't know. They're not stupid. They're just not educated. So our job as AMSL dealers is to help educate customers, help them any way we can. See the light, because eventually they will, and they'll have these type of numbers that just they're ecstatic about it. Anyhow,
Mike,
we got time.
I like to say one more thing, if I may, is those are real world numbers. AMSL did their test with 5W40, and Marty did his with 15W40. And that probably accounts for that small, like just 0.3% fuel mileage difference between university level test and just the real world test. And
you guys are auto carriers versus the semi trucks.
Yeah, and it backs up just gives me so much more confidence. And AMSL is not putting out hyped up information. They're putting out accurate results that we can use. And so many companies embellish their information, and AMSL just really sticks to their guns to put out the truth. And I'm very impressed with that.
Excellent. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you, Michael.
Great.
Hey, let's get another call in. One more before we cut this thing off. It's an open call tonight. If you've got anything you want to say about AMSOIL or the business opportunity, or you got a question, we'll be glad to help answer that. So speak up, or forever hold your peace.
Michael, Johnny Pack here. Michael, how you doing?
Good, Johnny Pack.
Okay, fantastic. Michael, just one fast story about engine oil failure. Some years ago, a friend of mine who was on AMSOIL had his friend put AMSOIL in his motorcycle. And this is an interesting story. You've always got to get the backstory, you know. Well, I was out at AMSOIL University, and I got a call on my cell phone. Oh, John, this guy Joe, his engine failed. You know, the oil spilled all over the ground. We were on a trip down south somewhere in Mississippi. So I said, put this guy on the phone, will you please? So he does, and it turns out the guy had the same motorcycle as I did, a 1999 Kawasaki A13 Vulcan. And the guy's crying the blues, oh, you know, I'm never going to use it again. I had 7 cars. I was going to use it in all my cars, and it goes on and on. I said, look, pal, you said that about 7 times, okay? What is wrong? Well, the oil spilled out. I said, well, did you mail a sample and save some and mail some back to AMSOIL? Maybe you got a bad batch. By the way, I've got the exact same motorcycle as you have. Now, the backstory is, I find out the guy's wife left him with one of his friends about 3 weeks before, you know? So so it was really nothing to do with AMSOIL, okay? He had an oil leak in his bike, all right? But, of course, he blamed AMSOIL, and he was really crying on my shoulder about it. So you really got to get the backstory a lot of times on these things. I'm not saying that's all the time. But in this guy's case, it was a joke because it was the exact same motorcycle that I had, you know, and just the way he was carrying on. So you really got to find out the real problem, you know. And then also, as I mentioned, in the November issue of four-wheel, Peterson's four-wheel and off-road. Amsoil has a full-page ad in that magazine, but on page 60, there's an article. It's called Keep Your Cool, Mag High-Tech's Insurance Policy for Your Transmission. And there's a part where he goes, the opportunity to upgrade lettuce to Mag High-Tech and Amsoil. And he talks about the Cummins 6.2 diesel, develops a lot of horsepower, great for towing, but it makes a lot of heat, and it was burning out transmissions. And on page 60, there's a nice picture of a case of Amsoil, you know, the Signature Series ATF, plus the quart of Amsoil in front, and a Mag High-Tech pan. So basically, it's an advertisement for Mag High-Tech and Amsoil. And it's written by a guy named Harry Wagner, and he has no connection to Amsoil except he found the product and is raving about it. So, you know, put that out to your team. It's in the November of this year issue. It's called Peterson's Four-Wheel and Off-Road magazine. The title on the cover is Ultimate Adventure. So it's
Ultimate Adventure, okay.
Yeah.
So you could probably go to your local store or Walmart or wherever that carries Peterson's Off-Road.
Yes, yes.
And pick up this magazine. So it's November. You know, they give it out early to subscribed customers, which is
yes.
what you are. But you could probably buy it on the shelf
yep.
this month or next month. Usually put it on the shelf the month before. And it talks about the Amsoil and the Mag High-Tech covers.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, one of my good longtime customers ran me down in a Walmart parking lot, wanted to put Amsoil in his F-250 diesel pickup truck. This is in 2000.
Yes.
He had a 2000 model, and he was having overheating problems. He was a full-time RVer. He put in Amsoil in El Paso, Texas, one of my very first customers that I've ever got way back in the day. He called me when he got to California, and he says, when I went over Donner Pass in California, which is a big, tall mountain pass, he says, normally I'd have to pull over and let the truck rest because the transmission temperature would get over 250 degrees.
Wow.
He says, I kept my foot in it the whole time, and it never broke 200 degrees, the whole entire Donner Pass in California. He was so happy. He's been an Amsoil customer. He's still one now for the last 15 years. So you put Amsoil on transmission, and I tell customers, FYI, anybody listening to this call tonight or tomorrow or whenever, transmission is the most important part of your vehicle. You can get a couple hundred thousand miles out of the crappiest oil, Walmart, Pennzoil, whatever, but the transmission is the key. And put Amsoil in the transmission, and I think you will save a lot of heartache down the road because Amsoil really does protect the transmissions better than any other product on the market.
Yes.
But, hey, with that, everybody, let's do one more. I know it's a little bit over, and we got some folks calling in. I know you got a question or you got a comment. Carol Bell, I know, has some folks listening in tonight. Carol, you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
they
Carol.
Have a question.
Well, you've got some friends that have been a long-time friends that are Amsoil dealers. Why don't you put them on the line and see what they have to say about Amsoil?
Okay.
We're here and we like it.
And you guys lived in, where did you live for the last how many, 10 years?
Last 10 years we were just outside of Sydney, Australia.
Australia. Glad to be back to the USA?
Yeah, we sure are. Glad to be back here so we can get Amsoil.
So you can get some Amsoil going. Okay. So you've been Amsoil dealers for a long time. You ready to get going?
Yeah, we're ready to get going again.
They've already gotten a retail account that had kind of gone by the wayside after they left, and they got them going again. So
we're back.
They're back.
So I guess I guess the moral of the story, don't give up on those accounts because they can come back and buy products again, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. Yeah, even if they've fallen off the system, go in and talk to them. They'll come back.
They'll come back. You get some income from that. You got $1 million in the bank where you can make a $2,000 check like I talked about earlier?
Getting close.
you got $1 million in a CD earning 2%.
Oh,
Amzo's a whole better deal, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, you don't get that good a deal these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you guys, and thanks for getting on tonight. Thanks for listening in. Derek, one last person I'm going to call in, Derek from Regina. He's my buddy up there in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, which is wide open for AMSOL business. Anybody in Canada wants to listen in, and we need some more dealers.
Yeah.
Derek?
I was going to say one thing I've been doing recently. I've been hitting some prospecting, like commercial farming ones or whatever, but I've just been studying up on my sales, you know, the online, you know, like various sales stuff on Audible. I just finished the Zig Ziglar Secrets of Closing the Sale, and then I did Spin Selling by, I don't remember what the guy's name is at the moment, Neil Rackman, and some pretty neat stuff. So it's kind of just incorporate, make sure I'm as sharp as possible on my end.
You're a sharp guy. I know that, but... You know, you can always be sharper, right? You can always keep learning.
Yeah.
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 But
and how is Saskatchewan, Canada doing these days?
Well, the oil field industry is hurting, and that's a big part of the economy up here. But there's still lots of farming, and, you know, still the ones that are on the road still need stuff for all their equipment, and it gets cold every year here, so obviously good synthetics are going to give you advantages. Yeah, I've heard lots of really good success stories with even just the OE. We've got one of our customers had a 2013 New Holland, and he pulled an oil sample at 600 hours, which is what New Holland says to change it at for a tractor, and he could have won another 600 hours on the OE.
Wow.
And he had a 5.9 Cummins. Look at the ideal situation, but he had a 5.9 Cummins, still has it, but at 15,000 kilometers, which is about, I can't remember what that is.
7,800, 8,000, something like that.
Yeah. He was supposed to change at 8,000. He pulled a sample at 50, and he could have went another 15 with the
OE.
Wow. Don't undersell it. It's a great product. It's just obviously it's not as good as our best stuff, but it's sure a door opener for us up here.
Exactly. The OE products are not like, you know, you think about they're like junk or anything. They're great products. They really are, and they're good door openers to get you in the door. Hey, if I could just sell, one sale of OE that's competing against Rotella, what they're trying to do is get as close as they can to Rotella so they can get in the door, and then you help the customer understand why they should upsell themselves to the premium protection products or the signature series or what have you. But, yeah, definitely. That's good stuff, Derek. I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for hanging in there and listening in all these years. You're doing great. Keep it up.
You are too. Take care. I love listening to the calls all the time.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, with that, everyone, don't forget, if you like these calls or have a question, please leave a comment on the episode at our website. Questions on our site, we'll answer them within 24 hours or sooner, normally right away, because I love answering questions. And guess what? It benefits all AMSOL dealers if you ask a question. So don't hesitate to go to our website, our dealer training website, which is, you just get to it through www.lube-direct.com. And then click on the link to the, there's only three links there. You can click on AMSOL, you can click on Agran, you can click on the dealer training site. That's the only three places you can click. Click on the dealer training site. find the episode and ask a question or just send us a message. We'll put it in the right place for you. But we like questions. We like to answer questions. We like to help other dealers that are listening in that might be not be able to listen in live, but they're listening later and like, man, I got a question. I want it answered. Help me out. How can I get better? How can I become a more successful AMSOIL dealer? Ask a question and we'll help you out. That's what we do here. So I hope everybody has a great week. We do these calls on Mondays because guess what? You listen to the call, you got a whole 7 days before another call, and Monday is like the beginning of the week. Some people say Sunday, but some people, Monday is the beginning of the week. You got 7 days. Go out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
Good night,
everyone. Thanks for calling in.
Good night.
Appreciate it.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Yeah, good night.